Hello, Adam. I thought the Jakob wanted to start at 8:30. Well, 8:30
Yeah,
Eastern time. Yeah,
I hope he shows up.
Ian's on his way.
Yeah. Hey guys.
Hey, Jakob.
How are you, Kurt?
Not
How
too
was
bad.
vacation?
It was good. It was good. We had some hiccups. Just things came up, but all we still managed to have a good vacation because despite it. So.
Nice. All right, guys. Let me share the boards. I don't think Jason has seen the message, but maybe he'll join in a moment. I got a drop to this release planning meeting just to see if they came up with some craziness again. Okay, so how about we start with your board, Kurt? You took over this array index out of bounds exception.
Yeah, so that's merged in. I don't really know how we can really do a review of that except to hope it works in prod and doesn't we don't see that same issue, because it's only going to happen when we have enough concurrent requests to be unthread
Yeah.
safe, right? So.
Yeah, I think we just want to test that in production. I guess that's the only way. I don't know if that has this exception ever happened in test.
I
I
have
don't
never
think.
seen it in test.
No, I don't think so. I just don't think the load is high enough. Okay, so let's just assume. Let's keep it open, and we'll close it. We'll review it by monitoring the Slack channel. And what? When should we update prod, Ian?
With a new Mater S?
I guess. Well, we also have some broker changes, so maybe we should
Yeah.
do it both.
I mean, whenever they're ready, let me know. If they've been tested and stuff, I'm happy to deploy.
Well, so let's just see what we have in there.
I guess we
So,
probably have to tell them.
Yeah, and we have a shitload of changes because we haven't updated for a month. It's RC13, the last release. So we have quite a few comrades. How about we update tests? Can we update tests today? And let them know and have them test a little bit. I would be concerned about dating prods, without at least some smoke testing.
Yeah, okay, are there any UI changes?
Yeah, I think so. I
Okay.
think there were some small changes. So let me just see what else we have. So we've got the supply triggers from JSON. I don't know if that's complete. I reviewed this one and that seems to work fine. So I close this. So this one, I'll just put a note here. I'm sorry, I'm jumping a little bit. Just put a note here to both of you guys. Well, review by Nina. Sorry, thoughts. Okay. So nothing more to be done here for now, at least. And then let's come back to what your next thing. What about this one, Kurt? Did you close this?
I haven't closed it, but I think the consensus was that we were going to go ahead and close it, so I think we should just go ahead and close that one.
Just put a note here so we know. I don't think I can set the. Okay.
We had also talked about looking at the issues with the occasional test failures, or build failures in
Yeah.
ModRS. I went and took a look at the most recent ones, and I couldn't really find any consistency across them. Like they were failing different places. So I don't
Yeah.
know if it's like a unified thing. I don't know if it's worth making a whole issue of it. Maybe just keep an eye on it and stuff. I don't think there's anything concrete that I can do at this time to zero in on what's causing it. I think it might just be just kind of the brittleness of ModRS in general.
Yeah. Yeah, hard to say, right? I mean, maybe something has changed. Also made this more pronounced because it's been failing, I saw for the last couple of weeks. Yeah, I don't know. We can create a ticket for that if you want to investigate further. If you have some ideas.
Yeah, I don't have any specific ideas at this point. I mean, I don't know, the whole integration test, the way it's built, it just feels like it's really kind of flaky. But I don't think we have the time to just totally retool the entire integration suite, so I don't know.
Well, maybe try to run it in a loop on your machine, see if there's if you can even can you even reproduce those failures locally?
No, usually whenever I hit the failures, I'll usually have them show up when I push it up to the PR, and that's usually when I'll see them. I don't usually see them locally. But I can go ahead and I mean, I can run it a few times locally just see if anything pops up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so let's create a ticket for that. You can just create one. Let me come back to this one is stuck, right? This is the file work. You're waiting for Deborah and Tara to review something, I
That's
guess.
correct. Yeah, still waiting on that one.
But the work is done.
No, I mean the work. So the part of it is that I'm not entirely sure that what we're seeing is a bug or whether it's just kind of how it's supposed to be behaving. But until they can show me an example of what's going on, I can't really say for sure. So until they have the environment up, it's going to be hard to really tell.
Okay, so this is blocked really on the environment working?
Yes. Terrace. I mean, I should probably, I haven't talked with Terrace since coming back from vacation, so I should probably reach out to her today and just see if there's any updates on that.
Okay. All right. Can we stop somehow block this? Stalled. No. Okay. All right. Yeah. So, Ian, when regarding this 190 and this array index out of bounds, we just once you update, we're just gonna be watching that. Have you been able to? Oh, it's not you. Sorry. Where is this? Jeez, this is John. Have you been able to tweak that filter so we don't get those false positives on the channel?
I can't, I can, I no, I haven't done that yet, but I guess I need to know, have a better sense of what's a false positive here.
Well, anything that, well, it's all kind of a guess game, but we definitely don't want matches when the word exception is in the middle of the string. So that's why I told you to introduce this word boundary at the end.
Where it's in the
Because
middle of a string.
yeah, you know, like there's some exception helper class that shouldn't trigger the
Okay,
thing, right?
so
And so we don't we so we want array index out of bound exception, but not string
not, for instance.
exception helper.
Okay,
Makes
so
sense?
like,
So we want, so I don't know what the regexit supports, but the regex should be
that's kind of funky, yeah.
exception B, right? So B for word boundary. It should
Wait, but
match
hold on.
X.
Let me show you an example or two. What's the best way to do that? Can I share my screen a sec? I don't want to spend too much time on this, but
Yeah, sure.
let's do this. Okay. So, for instance, this one here, I know I've got stuff all over my screen. This is going
That
to
we want.
match, but this is not useful, right?
No, I think it's useful. I mean, we need to take a look at all of those exceptions. I don't think there should be any exceptions in the log.
Okay,
Like,
so this you would
what
want
the
to
hell is this,
report.
right? Yeah,
What about
this we want
this?
to report something. But this is some pointless stuff. This is not a failure.
This one here? But this one here you do want.
Yes.
But not this.
Yes.
Okay, not this. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So basically, exception must be followed by a word boundary, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We can
Okay.
move on.
So when you do this, just close this ticket. And then we just monitor this channel for those array out of bounds exceptions. There's other exceptions, and I'll be creating tickets, Kurt, for the remaining ones, right? I mean, my favorite one from yesterday is division by zero exception.
Oh, really? That's
Yeah,
beautiful.
that's my favorite one. That's my favorite one so far. But we have more interesting ones, don't we? We have illegal states, illegal arguments, concurrent modification exception. We have all kinds of exceptions possible in this log. This is just amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So, but we will be just tackling them as as much as we need to read. I mean, some of them are pretty seldom, so I don't know if we care. This one that Ian just showed, the sucks parse exception, it will be good to look into because that probably indicates that we are failing parsing some incoming XML, I would guess. All right, good. So Ian, you know what to do, right? And let's just get this done. And then could you look into this one? I have a ticket that I cannot review until we have this third tenant.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, one more question. You want master on test, right?
Master on test.
Yeah, so you said up, you want to update the test environment and you just want the latest of everything on
Yeah, but we should make a release, right? This release candidate before we. I don't want master on
it. Right. Understood.
main
But you
dose.
want everything that's currently on master goes into this release candidate.
Yeah, I think so. So basically, but let's just confirm with before you do this, as usual, let's confirm with the guys if there's anything pending. So I don't think Kurt has anything pending, right, Kurt?
You know, I'm wide
In
open.
ModRS, yeah. And I also know that Jason happened to close this one. That was ModRS change. And then he's got this one, 182, which I also saw was merged, but I don't see that the ticket has been updated to in review or anything like that. So let's just prompt Jason and ask him if he's got anything pending in either ModRS or UIRS, because maybe it makes sense to wait until the end of the day or even until tomorrow. He's not working tomorrow, so maybe until the end of the day. And then you update them tomorrow, however it's more convenient for you, Ian. But let's just ask him, okay, if he's got anything pending, so we don't have to, like, we don't miss anything.
Yeah, I mean, it
And
might
then
I gotta balance this with a bunch of viewfind stuff, so it might be more convenient if I update tomorrow, but I'll try to make the release today and do that, something like that.
Perfect. That's totally fine. So let Jason know that if he's got anything pending, he needs to merge by the end of the day, if
Okay.
it should make it for this window, and then you just make the release tomorrow and update them tomorrow,
Okay.
on test, I mean, right? On test.
Right,
And
of
then
course.
let's shoot them. I don't know. Did you ever communicate with them, or was
I
it always
don't
Malin?
know how to get in touch with that. Oh no, I do have a channel that they're on, so I can tell them that, I guess.
Yeah, and so let's then just tell them, hey guys, we will update that test. If you could do a couple of test rounds, if you can, that would be nice, right? And then can plan to update production, I don't know, next week or end of this week. What do you think makes sense?
I mean, either one of those works for me. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, tell them, ask them if they can do a little bit of testing, and we'll just be watching the logs and just waiting if anything serious screwed up, right? Because it's been a month of changes, so I'll be just concerned if we had any regressions.
We have, I mean, one thing that they would naturally want to know is what's new. Does anyone have a pulse on exactly what's going into this? I mean, I can look at the commit logs.
Yeah, if they are really curious, then we can try to go through the Jira tickets and the commit logs. But you can also just send them to Mallory. She's going to be back next week,
Okay.
so she can tell them. But maybe it's nice to tell them all. But
Well, I mean,
I can we can
if
take.
we're gonna deploy it, you know, before Mallory's back, they'll probably want to know before then, you know.
Yeah, I think I can try to co collect some list of things. Yeah, okay. I'll put together some notes and then send you the notes,
Okay.
and then you can share that with them, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. So okay, so the only thing, just prompt Jason, tell him, hey man, anything you want to finish and make for this RC 15, 14, whatever
Yeah.
release, finish by the end of your day today, right?
Sure.
And then, yeah, if you do this, then I can finish reviewing this guy, and I'll close it. I did already review most, and we have some integration tests for it, so I feel pretty okay with this, but you never know. So you'll be able also to update the broker. I don't think we will have anything else in the broker for now. So with this change, we should see much less warnings in the log, because most of the you've been asking about those broker warnings. Most of them come from the fact that they sent notifications on an unfilled transaction, and broker will not deliver that. It will just fail it. So we kind of extended this, and we now allow sending notifications if the supplier was skipped, right? So if there was a transaction and somebody has unfilled, he will still be able to send notifications to the requester after the fact, and
Okay.
then we will forward that. So I'm expecting the volume of those warnings to be much less after this update to prod. I have also dropped the log level on a couple of different warnings that were just a little bit pointless. So we should not see those. And I'll see maybe before when your Wednesday, your time, maybe I can tweak a couple more. Not so much to remove them, but maybe at least to make them a bit more clear about what they are. Because one that keeps on happening, and maybe it's a bit confusing, is this warning when it says, "Oh, I couldn't get the supplier for this. I couldn't send the message." And it's like, what the fuck? Like, why couldn't the message be sent? And it's usually because they sent a cancellation on an unfilled transaction, right? So they unfill, and then I think those Alma guys, they feel the need to then cancel the request after receiving an unfilled, and that is a bit too late for that. So they send this cancellation message, but the transaction no longer exists. Like, you know, it's been already unfilled, so it like the supplier is gone, basically. So I think I'll try to extend it so that we at least see that it was the cancellation. Like, put a bit more context in this log to tell us, hey, this is the cancellation message. But I want to keep it at warn, because there could be some other messages that don't get delivered. We want to keep an eye on this. All right, so Ian, thank you. Has Jason joined? No. And I will need to go soon. I would like to ask David to close a bunch of those tickets. I don't know if there's, do you know, Ian, if there's anything that needs to be open still for his tickets?
Yeah, I mean, for instance, this top one, I'm not sure what other changes need to be made here. It seems like we've done that, right?
So maybe I just ask him here, right?
Yeah, I don't see what. Let me read his latest comment, I guess.
It's from the 5th of June.
Yeah.
So, and this directory JSON.
Yeah, I mean, we're automatically deploying that. I don't know if it's.
Yeah, I think we should close this. And the canaries.
Again, you know, we have a canary. I'm not sure if there's something else that he wanted to monitor, but yeah, these all seem like things that are done.
Okay, then I think he made this change. That's something that Julie was asking about, this missing organization ID. So I think this should be done in review, maybe. All right, thank you, Ian. Adam, any comments, updates, questions?
No, it's I've had this for a very long time, this thing with the archive function. So I just need
Yeah.
to finish that. I
Yeah.
haven't seen those random tests failing for quite a while. So is this something we can easily reproduce? Because I haven't seen it.
No, no,
So
no.
I might think we should close it, the
Yeah,
other one.
you can. You
Because
What
I
happens
looked at it
though?
at some point. I looked at it and then I gave up. Well, just briefly, but I couldn't make it fail in not in recent times.
I can't make it fail locally. I can run it in a loop forever, pretty much on both my laptop and my desktop. But what I've noticed and what happens frequently, and I don't know why, is there some sort of caching problem, or when you open a pull request and you happen to have that pull request open for a long time, you keep on committing to that, you will see those tests failing every now and then in that situation. And then occasionally they will fail after merging to master, but I don't, like, maybe once a month I saw that. You'd have to go back and see where that failure was. The last one, you can actually see in I think you can see, because I usually restart failed jobs, and I don't know if you can see the old failed logs. Shit. I have a feeling, Adam, that most of that is because in a lot of those integration tests, we're not waiting for the test to finish before starting the next test. So, for example, this wait for predicates function, we often call it, like, we start a transaction, we do some actions, and then after, like, then we wait for that predicate. We're gonna confirm that events are in order and as expected. And then we will do something more, like maybe send another request to do something a bit more. And then we validate only the response from the request. But when that happens, once we send a request, let's say we send a requester message, that message will, in some cases, supplier message, not the requester. Requester will actually keep the connection open. When you send a supplier message, that will actually immediately confirm, but in the background, the broker is still processing that events. So you'll see some weird ass behavior when, in the middle of the next test, there's some log entries that belong to the previous test. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So maybe put it on pause, and when you deal with this one, 168, maybe the problem will be gone, because this will effectively make it wait. Block, you know, on the when sending the supplier messages. Okay. Just so you guys know, I gotta drop, but just so you guys know, so we've got this notification stuff that I was been working on, and there's one related ticket, and then Adam will be looking at this confirmed supplier message. All of that is related to the set of tickets Mallory left. And Kurt, we need to talk about your kind of next thing. So maybe take a look at that. I don't know if you can start handling some UI stuff. But basically, the idea with those tickets is that we already allow sending notifications after the transaction has been terminated, for example, unfilled. But we don't check whether the message was delivered. We also don't show who the message is from. And if you have multiple suppliers, then you actually might see messages from those different suppliers. So we're making some changes in the broker to allow for that. But then there are some corresponding UI changes in Reacher to make it a bit more clear. So we've got this expose sender of messages in chat pane, expose cannot supply reasons for requesting library, handle errors when Reacher use messages on rapido when requests are in terminal state, and so forth. So yeah, so I don't know. Take a look if you can pick some of those up, or maybe talk with Jason. But I don't think there's anything that Jason has actually that is open.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can do some of the UI works. So, I mean, I'll take a look into it there.
So please take a look at those and start picking them up, because that's kind of like the next epic, I would say, right? Next bunch of changes that kind of go together. All right, guys, I need to drop. Ian, just please. Prompt Jason that asking about those changes by the end of the day, and then let's talk some more about the updates. All right, guys, talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. I don't know if we need anything here. Jason, can you hear? Doesn't sound like it. I'll catch up with you on Slack. All right.